Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about what's wrong with the world. Well, let's go. Yes, our Earth is in peril. Fucking the retards of the Earth are doing this bullshit. Look, Camilo Anthony's family, following his murder charge in the killing of Austin Metcalf, plans to use the $400,000 in donations to buy a home and hire security amid alleged racist threats. Yes, I wonder why people are pissed off at this. Isn't it because these guys, well, this guy in particular, killed another guy? Well, allegedly, this dude was going around stealing shit, and then the guy confronted him, and instead of saying, "I'm sorry," he goes, "Ah!" and boom, right in the heart.
You broke my heart.
Yeah, just like that George Orwell book, Animal Farm. You know how some animals are more equal than others? Apparently these people are more equal than you. Yes. Ha ha. So funny. These people cry about racism, but yet they're the ones doing racist shit. But whatever, right? There's other bullshit in the world. Case in point, look at this. Yeah, people get away with murder, but what's this? Huh? Yeah, this thing's a little bit old, but let's see what it is. This is from the UNZ review, the UNS, UTS, whatever that is. It says, exclusive, the FBI paid leader of satanic Bideolite death cult, $82,000 to take over Atomwaffen division in order to brainwash, drug, and entrap its young members. It was written by Eric Stryker in August 22nd of 2021. Let's read this bull crap. Yes, what great human beings they live on this planet, right? Oh, geez, the things that people do. Yes, attack those kids. Who needs them, right? They're not the future. It's all about me, right? Oh, man, what fucked up planet we live in, but that's how we are. Okay, anyways, according to this, prior to 2018, special interest groups demanding the dismantling of the rapidly growing nationalist movement in the name of stopping white supremacist domestic terrorism. Yes, it's white people doing terrorism, right? Struggle to name a group that could justify a crackdown. Yes, let's find some dumbasses to beat up. In this response to this, the FBI, in conjunction with intelligence services around the world, invented one. Yes, if you don't have a monster to destroy, make one up, right? I wonder who else does that, right? Documents filed in the case of Caleb Cole, who is accused by the feds of being part of the Atomwaffen Division conspiracy to terrorize journalists and minorities, have finally confirmed National Justice reporting from January that exposed Joshua Caleb Suttner, the leader of the satanic Bideolite murder cult who took over Atomwaffen in 2018 as a longtime professional FBI operative. So yes, this guy is a rat, and he infiltrated these people to go rat them out. Yay. Yes, and then they use the excuse that they're attacking minorities and journalists. Really? Well, bring these people up. Yes, I want to see receipts, because something tells me you guys are lying. Yeah, make a victim up, right? Professional victims? Crisis actors? Who knows? Suttner has been employed by the FBI since 2003. Starting in February of 2018, he was paid over $82,000 to take over Atomwaffen and transform it from a mostly online-based art group into a household name for white supremacist terrorism and moral depravity. Dun dun dun! Oh, you white people are so evil. We must destroy you. Oh fuck, that sucks. Yes, the great white devil, right? That's in Japan they call you gaijins. Oh man, it's okay to be racist against white people, right? But whatever, I'm just stupid. Anyways, let's continue the story. Ahem. The works of the Temple of Blood, an American chapter of the Order of Nine Angels, run by Sutter and his partner, fellow FBI informant named Jillian Hui, has helped inspire a recent rash of ritual murders in Canada and Russia. But I'm sure people don't care about Russia, because right now we're at war with them, right? Yeah, murder is murder no matter what, but whatever. The Federal Bureau of Imbeciles has been financing Sutter's publishing house, Manit Press, which produces some of the most obscene reading materials, featuring graphic depictions of child rape and mass murder ever authored. And yes, and your tax dollars are paying for this. Oh, what fun. Yes, the government could be monsters themselves, but because they're doing it for law, it's allowed. Yes, burn, loot, murder. Thank you, government, for protecting me from destruction, right? Unlike most satanic groups, which other satanic groups do you know? I don't, but okay. Temple Ovi Blood and Marriott Press endorses ritual murder, ISIS-style terrorism, rape, and every abdominal act that could occur in a human mind. Yes, something that the government is dropping on their own dime, which is incidentally coming out of our own pockets. And this is the kind of things that the government does. Yeah. Oh, yes, the land of the free, right? The federal government has lied about Sutter's role in Atomwaffen through omission. Lawyers for Caleb Cole are seeking to suppress evidence against their client that has produced by Sutter due to the FBI's glaring dishonesty on this matter. Yes, that's the government. They could lie, but you can't. Government operatives utilize the media, illegal psychedelic drugs, fun times, and brainwashing techniques, MKUltra, to take a small group of friends, ranging from teenagers to early 20s, and transform them into boogeymen in what can only be described as a psychological warfare operation. Yes, the government has been doing this type of shit forever. MKUltra, Project Naomi, Artichoke, all this crap. But yet the government's there to protect you, right? Right? Oh, do you feel safe? I know I do. Oh, fuck you, government. An Atomwaffen division burst into the mainstream media. Really? I haven't heard about these ass clowns before this shit. Okay, and they're breaking through, right? Break on through the other side. Break on through the other side. Okay, fuck you. Fuck. Just weeks after Sutter began officially working for the Atomwaffen operation in February 2018, A.C. Thompson, Jake Haranan, and Ali Winston published the group's internal chat logs and the identity of various members. This, along with PBS Frontline, that's government propaganda, right? Yes it is. Documentary jointly produced with ProPublica was a turning point that helped build the group's notoriety in the overnight. Yes, manufactured, you jackasses. According to three individuals, who are these individuals? Name them, but you won't. Who were in Atomwaffen at the time, the materials, chat logs, photographs, and etc. in ProPublica's reporting, which the FBI relied on heavily on its criminal charges against the man, was provided to the journalist by the FBI Sutter's himself. Oh yes, this sounds like a lot of bullshit. Is this a psyop? I think so, but I could be retarded, you know, so. In the photos released by ProPublica, Sutter, who is a felon convicted of a gun crime, is shown handling firearms during Atomwaffen's primary training sections. Oh yes, well, this is the guy that the government used. Nice person, right? The FBI's use of the media to launder information is common knowledge. Earlier this month, the Office of the Inspector General wrote a report condemning the FBI's pervasive and illegal use of national media to prejudice the public in cases against defendants. Fucking government trying to control the narrative, right? Well, anyways, at the time of the ProPublica's leak, AtomWaffen members suspected Sutter as the source and a potential infiltrator. Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Sutter and other agents were able to avoid blowing their cover by framing Brian Patrick Baines, who was later arrested on suspicious gun charges. Yes, very suspicious indeed, as the one who released the information. Fucking government threw this guy under the bus so they could cover their ass. Haha, thanks government. They were able to assuage fears of heat being brought their way by telling that was left of the group, as many quit when Sutter and others transformed it into a satanic organization. That all press is good press. Okay. Yeah. Fuck, whatever. Both Winston and Haran appeared to be genuinely shocked by the revelation that Sutter was working for the feds the whole time. You got played, boy. The three stooges, Thompson, Winston, and Haran, have been used for investigative prerequisites by the FBI in other cases. ProPublica's materials on the Rise Above movement allowed the FBI to frame and prosecute a martial arts clubs that engaged in textbook self-defense at Charlottesville as a criminal gang. Yes, they just switched shit around so they have some work to do. Yes, that's what they do. If you don't have fucking work to do, you make some up. Yay! Whether the journalists were dupes or willing collaborators is unclear. Patsy's probably. PBS propaganda, which amplified their work on both AtomWaffen and RAM, is a state-run outlet. Yes, propaganda. And Thompson was given an Emmy for his work on these issues. Yes, for kissing ass, he got rewarded. Bullshit. Richard Tobin, the FBI drugs and brainwashes a teenage boy. I don't know what that little thing has to do, but whatever. In the summer of 2019, AtomWaffen hosted its nuclear congress in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay. Sutter was the lead organizer for the event, while the FBI provided funds to bring young members out and pay for lodging. Yes, more people to fucking throw in prison. Fucking government. According to two attendees, Sutter had been paying special attention to an emotionally vulnerable and suicidal teenager named Richard J. Tobin. Creep. The same sources told National Justice that Tobin, who was recruited into Sutter's cult at the age of 18, was given powerful psychedelic drugs by an undercover FBI agent who went by the nickname Gibson. Fucking MKUltra bullshit. Fucking A. The hallucinogenic drugs and induction in the cult exacerbated Tobin's emotional problems and his mental health began to slip. Oh, fucking A, man. The government so sure loves using their patsies, right? Remember JFK assassination? Lee Harvey Oswald? Whatever the dude's name is? Patsy. But whatever. Sutter, who also brought Tobin into CIA and FBI link group, the base used his influence over Tobin to pressure him into alleged plot to vandalize synagogues. Who gives a shit about that? Behavior that later got him arrested by federal agents. During his arrest, a rambling Tobin allegedly told agents during an interview about wanting to become a suicide bomber and yearning to kill blacks. Well, he's doing God's work, in my opinion, but whatever. According to court documents obtained by National Justice, Tobin, who was originally held in pretrial detention by a New Jersey federal judge, was released to home confinement in order to receive psychiatric care. He pleaded guilty to his charges and currently awaits sentencing. Yeah, after they used him. Fucking assholes. As we previously reported, Temple OV Blood Writings by Suttner described his methods for brainwashing people into committing immoral and illegal acts, which include subjecting them to sadistic rituals, providing them mind-altering drugs, and deliberately causing them to lose their mind. Yes, they torture you so you could do fucking schizo shit. That's how the government works. Ha, fuckers. Tobin's trajectory lines up perfectly with his strategy, which appears to have been aided not just by informant Sutter, but also allegedly by a bona fide FBI agent acting in a criminal capacity. Yes, if you can't find criminals, you make them up, right? That's how you do it. Many of the legal documents in his case related to how he arrived at his broken mental estate are sealed. Oh yes, because that could set him free. The truth shall set you free! Except this dude. Four members who witnessed Adam Waffen's transformation from an online white nationalist art group of edgy black metal enthusiasts to a satanic ISIS-supporting paramilitary organization have made mention of a phenomenon they dubbed Fedwaffen. Yes, the government controls everything. In case you haven't noticed, ISIS is also a Fed asset. Just saying. Members use the term to describe a series of highly polished ISIS-style preliminary training videos released in 2018 and 2019. That were produced in the same Adam Waffen but did not include anyone they knew. Throughout the FBI's penetration of the group, they held amongst themselves that these videos were being produced by the FBI. Interesting. In one particularly creepy anecdote, one source said that the actors were wearing attire such as specific types of sunglasses intended to look like genuine individuals in the group. Yeah, fake like the moon landing, right? Anyways, while scores of Adam Waffen members have been charged with relatively benign offenses such as vandalism, sending the Anti-Defamation League flyers with swastikas on them, or other various gun technicalities, they have not been charged with anything approaching real acts of terrorism. So they just get them for mayhem or some shit? Fucking government, do something better. The aforementioned videos appear intended to make the group far more militant and violent than it actually was. Yes. Gee, how the hell are you fighting crime? By creating crime? That's how you stop it? Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Adam Waffen and the 09A whatever linked arrests have not only contributed to white supremacist terrorism hysteria in the United States, but also abroad. Yes, there is no such thing as white supremacy. They're just making it up so they could start a race war. But if that's what you guys want, let's go. Three sources told National Justice that under the control of the FBI, Sutter allegedly led the Verker Craig whatever division, which had chapters all over Europe and played an influential role in Sokurbing whatever division. You know what, I was trying to put this shit on YouTube, but then it started turning to this other shit, so fuck it. Fuck YouTube, they don't even appreciate the shit that I wanna say anyway, so yeah, this is not going on YouTube, fuck that. Sutter's writing and philosophy were used to brainwash a 13-year-old boy in Estonia who the BBC reported as a top member of FKD. Okay. Andrew Dymock, a mentally disturbed faggot who allegedly led Sokern Division, was an adherent and promoter of 09A and TOB's ideology. Whatever, man. This guy's a fucking faggot and he's retarded or stupid. Whatever, fuck this faggot. Another member of Jerassi's Toweski, whatever fucking Eastern bullshit name, was jailed for his possession of child pornography. Yes, this dude wanted to watch kids get fucked, and now he got fucked. Enjoy, faggot. British members of the aforementioned Atom Waffen linked groups have published writings through Suttner's Merit Press. Media will not touch this scandal, but I will, and I'll say it the way that it's supposed to go, because fuck these fucking faggots, pieces of shit. Both Ali Winston and Jack Haran have publicly acknowledged this scandal, But their narrative is a ridiculous one. The FBI supports white supremacy. No, they fucking support degeneracy. They'd rather watch little kids get fucked in the ass and fucking niggers running around killing people and Jews fucking taking over the world than fucking fix it. Because they love fucking seeing kids get fucked. They love seeing niggers fucking do whatever they want. And they love seeing fucking Jews take over the world so they could fuck everyone and steal all your money. But this is bullshit. Fuck you people for letting this happen. In truth, the federal government's work is nefarious COINTELPRO project that intends to associate legitimate political dissent with acts of terrorism and other morally repugnant behaviors. Enjoy your nigger paradise. A source with knowledge of the federal government's inner workings told National Justice that an intelligence operation of this magnitude could not have been launched without the full knowledge and special permission of FBI Director Christopher Wray. Fucking gay. He added that former Department of Justice head William Barr and his deputy Rod Rothstein, fucking Jew, were likely being regularly briefed on this investigation. Yes, a fucking faggot and a Jew fucking screwing people over because they can. Due to the political nature of this case. Political nature of this fucking case? Are you stupid? Nah, this guy just got fucking Jewed. This is Jewry everywhere because the government is controlled by Jews. That's why a lot of Jew shit's coming out. What the fuck, man? You guys are fucking faggots. Suck a dick, bitch. Anyways, figures known for criticizing the FBI's counterterrorism strategies deployed against Muslims since 2001, such as Mike German, has refused to engage with this bombshell. Yes, why change something if it keeps on working, right? Fuck it. Oh shit, I almost slipped. I gotta say this too. Hold on. Fuck Muslims, those fucking child molesting freaks. Go fuck themselves. Fucking Mohammed should get fucking blown up into bits. Fuck you. Most of the defendants in Adam Waffen division related to cases have taken plea bargains because they're pussies as a way to escape pre-trial detention as a solitary confinement. You guys don't be scared to go to prison, man. You need to fucking stop this shit. If not, you're gonna get destroyed. But that's just me, right? Well, hopefully you like going to the way of the dodo, because that's what's gonna happen to you guys. You better fight for yourself, because if you don't stand up for something, you're gonna fall for anything. Right? Just saying, man. Well, anyway, let's go back to the story. It's almost over. These young men range from people with histories of being sexually abused, that's fun, homelessness, oh, that's another fun time, and mental illness, yes, at least you're not alone, right? And were forced to take mostly unhelpful public defenders due to being indigent. If you know what indigent means, it means you're poor, you have no money, you're at the mercy of these cocksuckers. Yeah, these fucking evil ogres fucking get these poor, helpless people, tear them into pieces, and turn them into criminals so they could take their life, so they could make money. Yeah, these fuckers destroy lives, fucking whole lives, families, just so they could make a few shekels. Ain't that fucked up? What a world we live in. Oh, this is so fucked up. Our world is so fucked up, and they put this nice little Mr. Rogers neighborhood fucking varnish over it. So you think everything's so hunky and dory. Yes, it's a nice, beautiful walk in the park. But guess what? There's nothing but fucking murderers and rapists and pedophiles right there. They're trying to take you and your children. Yes, this is your future. So what are you going to do about it? I bet nothing. Yes, I know people think that I hate niggers, Jews, and all this shit. I just hate the ones that are doing the stupid fucking shit. They have this false sense of entitlement, thinking they could do whatever the fuck they want, but no. There's fucking rules and protocols. You think because you're special or some shit, just because of your color, your skin? No, you're stupid. You know what's the difference between a nigger and a black man? A nigger is fucking stupid. It does fucking stupid shit. Minority bullshit. A fucking black man is just a man that happens to be black. Yeah, it's just like me. I'm just a fucking dude that happens to be Hispanic. But I'm not a fucking spick. Because I don't have that fucking stupid retarded mentality. And that's the difference between fucking a minority and someone that's actually a human being, is what's inside their head, not the color of their skin. And that's what fucking pisses me off to fucking a passion. All these stupid people need to fucking die. That's just my opinion. Yeah, look at the comment that they put right here. It's fucking disgusting. It says, these young men range from people with histories of being sexually abused, homelessness, mental illness, and were forced to take mostly unhelpful public defenders due to being indigent. And it says about the bottom, not sort of people you would want in any nationalist party, but helpless patsies for prosecutors. True, true words, my friend. You see, people see the absurdity in this bullshit, but yet people are putting up with this crap. Yeah, white people, don't let these people fill your head saying that you're a racist, that you're this and you're that. If you're a racist, then why don't you get these people and turn them into pieces, right? But no, you let them walk around and run their mouth. All you gotta do is just tell them shut the fuck up and don't pay attention to their shit. Every time they say that you're a racist, tell them fuck you. Show me your receipts. And they say, oh, but you had slaves. Okay, and who's enslaving who now? Fuck you. Well, so you know. Well, anyways, I better go. I'm starting to get fucking triggered, and it's too early in the morning for this shit. So you be the best person in life. Don't let these people pollute your mind. And kick ass, because these fuckers want you. They want your booty hole. Don't let them take it. So, bye bye.
Goes nowhere.
What the fuck?
Roman, you wanna be next?
Fuck you, degenerate ogress, bitch.